and then still in ward, and ten.
And where'd you live?
Wasn't.
Okay. So, Dylan, just tell me what you've been doing with these boxes.
I've wanted people to do what I can do when in hospital.
A lot of people say that's a very nice thing to do. Does it make you feel good to do that?
Yeah.
And do you take the boxes in yourself?
Yeah.
So what's it like when you go into the hospital and you take a box to somebody? What's that like?
Happy. I'm happy that I give the box to someone already.
And what's their reaction?
Happy. Really happy.
Right, I'm Anne-Marie Ward.
You must feel quite proud of what's clearly a very special son.
Oh, definitely. His aim's just to help people. He just always wants to be doing something to help people. And obviously, he paints himself for charity. And I think he'd been watching something on the telly with kids in hospital, and he just really wanted to give them something to do while they were in hospital. And this is where the idea of wonder boxes, as Dylan calls them, came from.
Where did the generosity and the drive to want to help people come from in the first place? Is that something that you gave him, or did he just have it?
I think he's just had it. He's always wanted to help people, and it came from my dad died of cancer, and the Macmillan nurses really helped a lot, and he wanted to give something back, and he'd been painting, and he still is painting for an exhibition this year, but he wanted to do something else for the kids as well, to help them.
You know, he's only 10 years old, but he's already been recognised in England, hasn't he, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He went to meet the Prime Minister last year at Downing Street and took one of his paintings. He won Britain's Kindest Kid last year. That sometimes he doesn't like talking about. He just wants people to be helping because they want to help. But he's fantastic. I mean, obviously, he's raised so much money in the last 6 weeks of lovely people to help with these boxes.
Okay, so just tell me a little bit more about the boxes and how that idea came about.
His wonder boxes is obviously, as he calls them, wonder boxes. He just wanted a name that the kids could create wonders from, so that's where that came from. I think he was watching one of these like E&E programmes, and he saw the kids in hospital. He's been poorly himself at times, and he just wanted to help. And obviously he loves art and crafts, so he thought that's what he wanted to help with the kids. And it just sort of got on with me putting his idea on Facebook and Twitter, and it just really took off from there.
I'm sure that he enjoys it when he goes down to the hospital and gets to cheer up other children's days, mm-hmm. But it must be great for you as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, we took our first boxes to Sunderland Hospital last week, and he had 25 boxes for 25 children and 3 big boxes for the ward. And the look on the nurse's face when they actually saw the amount of things that he had, and Dylan's smile, it was just like, it's heartwarming. It's just that he is doing that to help lots of people.
Do you think he'll ever stop doing things? This, to me, just walking in cold, seems like just the next stage in what's going to be probably a life of amazing things that he'll do.
It definitely. I mean, he's been making homemade cards, he's been making charm bracelets for the Four Louis charity as well. So it's not just his own things that he's working for. He's been doing paints for Brothers in Arms. He helps a lot of other places as well. And he's already on to the next idea of doing these wonder boxes for adults.
Right. What's he going to put in those?
He was looking the other day and he was doing like charcoal and sketch pads and more grown-up art things. But he thinks about everybody, and obviously the hospital at Sunderland helped my dad a lot, and he wants to give back to the patients there as well.
Well, it's absolutely fantastic, and you must be proud as well that he is a very, very positive role model for mm-hmm. for other kids and also for adults as well.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I mean, he gets these ideas. He obviously needs a bit of help to start them off, and but he goes shopping for all these items by himself. He packs all these items, we take them. And at the minute, when you're seeing what's going on in other places, and he is a good role model, yeah, definitely.